For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Now, Morgan Wallen, who, of course, is impacting the masses on a global scale. I mean, having some of the biggest impact when it comes to music consumption in 2024 with two tracks in the top 10 as far as One Thing at a Time being the fourth most played album in the world, and then Dangerous, the double album, being the 10th most played album in the world. And then not even to consider the four tracks he has in the top 100, his highest being with the one and only Post Malone, the track I Had Some Help, which has been on the charts for about 22 weeks and peaked at number one as far as the overall success. That is why him releasing a new track for a teaser to an upcoming album is insane, because how much success can one man have in 1 year? I'm not going to call him the male version of Taylor Swift, because of course Taylor Swift is the biggest gangster in the industry, and as far as that, her overall numbers and analytics can be compared to no one. Like, there's nobody to compare to the amount of sales and just revenue that Taylor Swift generates. So with that being said, of course, when specifically getting into Morgan Wallen and his latest track, Love Somebody, with it being a teaser to his upcoming album written by Morgan Wallen, of course, produced by Joy Moy and Charlie Handsome, you come to find out that love songs are never going away. Love songs are going to forever and ever be something that everybody can gravitate towards as far as their personal life is being considered. So another thing about the track Love Somebody is that it was initially previewed on TikTok, and the overall performance of the song on TikTok is probably one of the ways where they drum up anticipation, talking about with the clip being considered. Because of course, artists nowadays, they promote their track on TikTok, and then after they promote their track, people build up the anticipation, saying like, oh, have you heard the new snippet from Morgan Wallen? And when the official new song drops on all DSPs, then guess what? Now you got a hit on your hands. And this is why, and really the main reason why Morgan Wallen is so impactful, because of the marketing strategies used by his team. And also, he's putting out great music. It's definitely, important to point that out. So anyways, Morgan Wallen officially announced at UT Knoxville Neyland Stadium as far as his new song being released. So he gave them that heads up. He gave them that breaking news, quote unquote, for the simple fact that people who paid the hard earned money on your performance is coming for some type of show and unique experience, especially with all the plans that goes around planning around attending an artist concert. So obviously Morgan Wallen gave them something of their money's worth. So anyways, One Thing at a Time, like I was saying, is the fourth most played album in the world. It's 7 times multi-platinum status on RIAA certification. And as far as the tour, it spanned 2 years, included 87 shows, and covered 10 countries with 51 stadium performances. Man, talk about impacting the masses, right? This man, Morgan Wallen, is on another level. Now, of course, the tour already concluded. Actually, it actually concludes tomorrow. So the tour concludes tomorrow with his second night at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. So with that being said, there's an upcoming Sand in My Boots music festival. What in the world? What type of... Yeah, that's a hilarious title for a festival. But anyways, Wallen announced this as Sand in My Boots is from May 16th to the 18th in 2025 at Gulf Shores, Alabama. So it's definitely going to be a great time there as far as him performing all of his, his plethora of hits. I mean, he could just go through hit after hit after. All right, y'all get it, right? So anyways, Morgan Wallen also made history to become the first artist ever to play back-to-back nights at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. I mean, talk about being the antithesis of Joel Embiid. Am I right? So anyways, he also broke a record previously held by the Jackson 5 since the 1980s as far as drawing over 156,000 fans across both shows. Y'all know how insane that is to get 156,000 people to plan their day around an entire concert, because these concerts aren't short. You go to a concert, you probably stay there for about 3, 4, 5 hours, right? Just in totality, getting ready for it, going to it, and then post leaving as far as getting back to your place. Like, it's definitely a time commitment, and people who enjoy Morgan Wallen's performances seem to be getting their money's worth as they always keep returning. So that type of record being broken is just actually pretty insane. So going back to the festival, the upcoming festival in 2025, the Sand in My Boots festival being developed in partnership with Hangout Festival, produced by AEG Presents, which also manages major festivals like Stagecoach. So that's another thing I wanted to just give a tidbit towards, because I know a lot of Morgan Wallen fans, they really get into the overall back catalog of Morgan Wallen, which is the ultimate purpose of DSPs, of major labels promoting your new album, because it makes them go back to the old projects, which major labels also have royalty points over. So, well, not even royalty. I mean, they own it. So, you know, it's always great to give fans new content because it makes them go back and listen to your old stuff. So the reason why I say all that is to say this. Morgan Wallen is definitely in the big three when it comes to music consumption. When we talk about the hip hop big three, we need to start talking about music big three. Like, what is the music industry big three? For me, personally, from my coverage, I would say that Taylor Swift is number one by far. It's not even close. Number two would most likely be Drake, I would say. And then number three would probably be Morgan Wallen. Because I'm taking into account the amount of output with the consistent chart-topping numbers and then the longevity being considered. So That would be my top three right now. Obviously, if it was just for the year of 2024, Sabrina Carpenter would be up there with Taylor Swift, and then Morgan Wallen would be third. But in general, that's probably where I would have it as far as the impacting the masses analytically. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Morgan Wallen's latest track, Love Somebody? And also, will you be going to the Sand in My Boots Festival?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.